Just about every town has a water tower. Canton, Kansas has not one, but two such towers, similar in size and style, that stand about 100 yards from each other. So why am I mentioning this? Well, it's what's painted on the towers that has had people stopping and taking pictures for decades now. I did as well, and we'll tell you the story on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do you listen?
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
News on the radio, it's nice because it's just a quick snippet and I don't have to go searching for it or grab a paper.
I listen to radio because anywhere that I'm going, I'm listening to music or I'm listening to a talk show or I'm just trying to stay up on current events.
I always turn into the radio to see if I need to take shelter, where it's hitting, to see what I need to be preparing for.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Dale Anderson is a past mayor of Canton, Kansas. He's lived here all of his life, and while he wasn't born yet back in the 1920s, he says that's when the city got its water system and first water tower. By the 1950s, though, the town was struggling to find enough water for its citizens.
We had terrible water here in town, and they drilled three wells, and at that time they bought this water tower. It was a used tower.
They already had the original tower from the 1920s, so with the extra water capacity from those new wells, they purchased their new-to-the-city water tower in the 50s. Two water towers within about 100 yards of one another, and soon there was an idea.
They just thought it would be a novel thing since they had two water towers and put it on there. They're painted hot and cold.
The word hot is painted in red on one tower, the word cold in blue on the other. It is a fun novelty that has been around for many decades. Now you may ask, do they really store hot water in one and cold in the other?
We always joke that you don't have to have a water heater in your house, you know.
But you would advise you may have to.
Yeah, I think so.
So maybe the water is actually all the same temperature, despite what's painted on each tower. But Dale says having two towers does help a small town with not only enough drinking water, but something else that can be important at times.
We have good fire protection because of it. We had to put a new lid on one of them here a few years ago. I think I was mayor at that time.
And if you find yourself driving between Emporia and McPherson, Kansas, you'll pass through Canton, and you can catch a glimpse of two interesting towers. If you want to see them, we got out the drone and shot a video while in town. You can watch it on our American Countryside Facebook and YouTube channels. Traveling the Countryside in Canton, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.